If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, only in the app. Enjoy a breakfast sandwich for just $1, like a sausage McMuffin with egg. Offer valid one time per day from 4/29 to 5/12/24 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.
With this podcast or any of these live shows, then you know what comes next. Church always starts with devotion. Yes, amen. So if you know it, sing along.
Scams, cons, run.
Gave me so much energy. So we have a very fun show for you tonight. If you're following, then you know who we're talking about already. We'll get there. But first, I want to introduce my lovely guests, two of them you've heard on the podcast, and one of them you haven't. So first. My first lady of the congregation, okay? She sits in the front pew with the best church hat on, okay? She's been at every live show. A queen, one of my dearest friends. Stand-up comedian. Excuse me, Emmy-nominated actress. Currently has a solo show called How to Start a Fire. There we go. Y'all, please give it up for Sydney Washington. Sit next to me. Next up, the person you don't know. Okay, see, this is because comedians don't email me things in time. Emily would have put this on a cue card. Okay. So we had to do a little hodgepodge. So this is someone I met on Twitter. Who's funny as hell. And I was tweeting about the show. And they were like, oh, you know what? I might slide. And I said, now, wait a minute. Where do you live? You could slide for real and work for it. He's a writer for Conan. Y'all know that's my daddy. He currently writes for The Onion. And he's doing crazy shit over there. And he's been featured on Comedy Central. Y'all, please give it up for Skylar Higley. Now, last but never least, you've heard her on the two viral episodes of the show about Talcum X. AKA Martin Luther Scheme. She's the host of TV I Say, an Earwolf podcast. seen on HBO, Vulture, Adult Swim, and a writer on Alabama Jackson and Sausage Party. Y'all know her as my queen, the Ashley Ray.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, y'all can put y'all microphones up to your mouths.
It's not working. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I was like, I need that audio.
Yeah, the random Twitter nigga doesn't get to talk.
How y'all doing tonight?
Lovely. I know it's about to be a mess.
It's about to be a lot of mess.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If you're familiar with the show, then you know we always start with what's hot in fraud. Yes, okay. Quoting scripture out there, okay, amen. Amen. Y'all know? I like it. They talking about not record, don't take videos. Do they not know who I am? You better record everything and take every video of me, every photo. Listen, I'm doing a meet and greet afterwards, so we can meet. We can greet. Hopefully y'all bought some merch, so don't be trying to scam me. So.
Yeah.
So here I will be operating a computer motor vehicle.
Women in tech, come on now.
Women in STEM.
Yes,
Black women in STEM.
Okay. Black women tech, in STEM.
Okay.
STEM, tech, skim.
Yeah. I should have wore a turtleneck, but yes, I still got my neck tight.
I got it
like,
for you.
Lizzie. Okay.
It's up there.
Yeah. I'm giving she knows Java. That's yeah.
Okay, very girl boss.
Yes.
Very girl boss.
Control of the leads. Okay. Yes. Yes. So, here we go. What's hot in fraud?
What?
So, my this hero. Is a Lithuanian man. I don't know why that's
tell.
The first thing in the queue.
Yeah.
And he's been accused of faking heart attacks at restaurants in Spain. Some of you know it as España. To avoid paying the bill. The 50-year-old man, who has been identified only as Adidas J.
Yo, that's a scammer-ass name right
Magnificent
there.
Magnificent name.
Like, how your name Nike? What do you mean? That's not your name. So he's repeatedly faked coronary episodes at fancy restaurants in and around the Mediterranean coastal city of Alicante. The man orders expensive items like lobster, intercoat.
As one would.
Right. As I would. Intercoat is lobster. Fancy meat. I had to look that up. So
is that the kind of meat that's on a charcuterie or what is that?
They might be serving it at on the sticks at the Brazilian place.
Oh. Okay.
Or maybe it's like a wagyu.
I don't get out much.
Like,
I don't know.
Like that. Like that fresh cut off the.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It's like where they massage the animals and get them drunk Ooh. Before they kill them.
Oh.
That's that good meat.
They got
okay.
that
that's
meat of like the animals meat. That are like strung out. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's
so
how you
that's
know
the
they
flued
tasty.
Out animals. They flued yeah. out. Okay, got it.
All these animals were definitely flued out, right. for sure. These are city girls. So he repeatedly faked these coronary episodes, and he would also order premium whiskeys.
That's
know.
A hero. That's an icon.
Does it Yamazaki? Say how many did he do before he got caught?
Yeah.
So. He was last arrested. Well, he was arrested first.
Yes.
It was his first arrest. But he was arrested last month for the 20th fake heart attack
Woo!
In
20.
Year.
20.
Nah.
Now, you know what? If he lived in America, that would make sense.
Yeah, yeah. You earned that. 20 fake heart attacks. Yeah. Also, yeah. just look at his face. That's a man who knows he's not getting away. Like, he's yeah. not acting well. That is a man who knows, like, y'all really believe me? That's what his face says.
Did they arrest him mid-heart attack? They're like, bro.
We on
we
to you.
No, come on now.
I don't know. His face is giving heart attack to me. That's what I was saying. I was
He's
like, if he was in America.
That is giving, like, sense. When I would pretend to be asleep and I'm kind of looking out the corner of my eyes, like, Y'all getting this? Ooh, it hurts so bad. He's looking over at them like...
His face is...
Okay, Ashley does have a point because he does have one eye open and one little closed.
He's squinting.
Where you like, are y'all believing this?
He's looking over like, I believe it.
My left arm. Ooh, ow. Ouch, so bad. My heart.
Was he getting an ambulance or did he just pop up like, yeah. All right, bye, y'all, okay.
Okay, so since they said Spain, you know, we're down bad in healthcare in America. Mm, so sure, I was right. thinking, like, maybe the wee-oo-wee-oo is free over there because
probably,
over
yeah.
here,
probably
I'm taking that over to the hospital.
Yeah, okay. No one is calling the ambulance for a heart attack. No.
Wait, it's in Spain, so he could have just been like, yeah, I'm doing my siesta right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, my guy got his whiskey, his lobster, and his massage drunk-ass beef, and then he said, adios, mi corazón.
Now... You mentioned the drink. Why is that important? Like, what kind of drink should you be drinking when you're scamming?
Okay, I think the drink is important here because this is a good drink for this scam. Because I feel like a whiskey drinker who's eating a lot of, like, fatty meat, like, this is all saying coronary to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're setting up a pattern. Like, yeah. Oh, he was drinking whiskey and steak and lobster.
We looked at his order, and it was giving heart attack.
It was. Yeah.
He said extra butter.
Yeah.
But also, there's drinks that's like a dead giveaway that you're about to scam, like Amaretto Sour. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, you a baddie up to some bad shit.
That's a criminal drink. That's a criminal drink.
That is.
Yeah, also, I'm going to go further. Long Island iced tea. Oh. Why you want so many liquors in one liquor?
You want all the drink?
All
the drink.
You want vodka, gin, rum, all, no. tequila.
Whiskey. That's a pyramid scam.
And then you want some lemon juice. And then you want some Coke on top of it. Yes, I used to bartend.
I know. I was like, damn, you know the measurements and everything.
Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. I know it is Spanish, too. Y'all know I'm fake Espanola, okay? That's called an adios, motherfucker. And that's when you put Sprite and Blue Curacao instead. I really bartended for so long. But, you know, do we approve of this scam? I just feel like...
I do. Yes.
Absolutely.
I absolutely do.
I'm tired of paying for food. I'm tired of feeling like, oh, if I want to get something nice, I got to save up and then go and make it a big deal. We should be having steak and shrimp and lobster every day.
Whenever you want.
Pasta every day. Lobster. Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Because, like, you know what it is? It feels like food now. It feels like DJ Khaled to me. Every time I go to the grocery store, they're like, yesterday's price is not today's price.
Right?
And now they know it's corporate greed, so they're like, what are you going to do, starve, bitch? No, you're going to pay $12 for some eggs.
No, like, I'm going to have a bacon, egg, and cheese without the egg.
Same. Because I'm allergic to eggs. Oh. But
well, I'm allergic to paying for stuff, so that's that's about. That's for me.
But I feel like this takes so much skill because you have to fake the heart attack where they're concerned enough, but not enough that somebody's grabbing the paddles and trying to electrocute you.
Right.
Which so you find that balance.
This comes to my next question. When did I get this picture? Like, at what point to a guy doing a heart attack, you go, hey, hold up real
Let
quick.
Let me get a real close picture.
Stop convulsing. Stay still so we can get...
And it looked like he in the back of the house. It don't feel like he in the front of the restaurant. No.
Like,
look at the tile. Look at the tile. The tile is
that is restaurant tile. That
top
is kitchen
shelf.
Tile.
Honestly, Skylar, you bring up a good point because I know we film everything in today's society. Film me. but there's something to someone having a heart attack and you being like, oh, this is going to go viral. Like, why are you taking a video?
He ate so much lobster.
He looks like such a scammer. He's smirking. He's looking like, come on, y'all.
Wait, somebody said it's a selfie in the crowd.
Right, yeah.
It's like he was like,
and wait, is there a
picture? Oh my God, I'm dead.
Is that a pillow underneath him too?
Yeah.
Like
he's giving comfort plus.
Right.
I don't know.
He was ready.
I don't know.
You could legit take one like that on this stage right now.
This is not giving comfort plus, Sydney. We both like Delta. This is giving Spirit Airlines medical treatment.
He's like chin up, getting the good angle. Yeah. Like
he did stick his chin up a little bit.
Listen, all look cute. Like y'all, come on.
Scams.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft and it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Cut! We're moving on.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, I already gave y'all a sneak peek, so you already know where we're headed. Because we're in Chicago, and this is such an infamous Chicago scam. You know, we got to talk about Juicy Smoothie.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
You know what? As a black man, I appreciate you standing on business. Yeah. And I appreciate that. So, in February...
I was mad at him for that.
February?
Yeah.
That's Black History Month, if you don't know.
Black History Black History Month, the coldest time.
The coldest. Mm-hmm. I lived here. We had that polar vortex. You all remember.
Oh, that was that year. That was that year. That was a fucked up year.
He played around. He played around with it.
You will get frostbite.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you know who had to go to Subway?
And listen,
the juice was loose.
We've been trying...
The juice was loose.
Y'all really trying to have OJ after me, and I don't appreciate that. I also don't appreciate, like, we've been trying to move Black History Month to June for a long time now. He couldn't wait, okay? It's longer, it's warmer, I feel like it's blacker.
Yeah,
like, yeah, we could just, yeah, see, yeah. That didn't even sound like a black person, and I loved it. They're like,
An ally. A real ally.
June. Yeah.
I'm gonna be at the cookout. Love that. So in the most disrespectful month that this Negro could ever do this, February 2019, national news and social media exploded with the news that Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a violent hate crime. However, in the weeks following, it became clear that there was a little bit more to Justice's story. It got juicy.
Yeah.
So on January 29th.
Never forget.
You was waiting for that, huh?
Yeah, that is the chamber, bro. Yeah. On January 29th, 2019, a day that will always live in our hearts, Jussie went to Chicago police claiming that he was the victim of this violent hate crime. So now we're just going to play a little video here.
Here we go.
That there's no, it's 2:00 in the morning. You're going to Subway.
Subway is open 24 hours. Like, people kill me when they say
you
things
see
like
how
that,
unserious like, she was when she said that.
I have to pause.
That's one thing we're going to do. We're going to repeat what you said to be like, do you hear how stupid that sounds? Do you hear it?
They're open 24 hours.
It's open 24 hours.
So is Uber Eats. So is DoorDash, Jussie.
You like, are a rich Empire TV star. And you're telling me you took your black ass out into a polar vortex.
Polar vortex.
For some Subway.
At 2 a.m.
You know what I'm just realizing?
For a tuna melt.
I'm just realizing this right now. I think this was a PR campaign that failed horribly.
Oh, well, I have some tea.
Subways?
Ooh. Yeah.
No. Oh. You think Jared?
Yes. Yes.
Jared put him on.
No.
They're evil. Trying to go with Jussie.
Exactly. Nah. They like working with evil niggas.
True. Oh, my God.
True. You're not wrong.
That's true.
Was he supposed to be dancing up to the Subway like he was on Empire?
Like they said, make sure it's not a Panera. It has to be a Subway.
I don't know. The Subway don't
like,
even
yeah,
have
so
good bread.
Beautiful.
Like Firehouse has better bread than that. Like
yeah.
I don't know.
Meatball sandwich. Oh. Go up, down, up, down, up, down.
Wait. Is that the Mary J. Blige remix? What was that?
That's from Empire.
From
Listen,
Empire.
I watched the
That's
first
the song
season.
From Empire.
The first season was cute, okay?
He has some good songs.
We used to make Empire meals. Me and my cousin Eric, we would make a little Empire meal. We would have a theme drink, like a Lucius Martini.
Yeah.
The names were better.
We
I can't remember.
Kids on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, that one that was like, when a boy loves a boy.
He was like, this the kind of song that makes a man love a man. A man love a man. A man love a man. Oh, yes.
That's a hit.
The gay agenda was going real hard.
Oh. Nah. That's a song to be homophobic about. I don't like it one bit. No, ma'am.
As gay people, we have never been trying to welcome nobody in.
It's like, shut it down.
We have literally never been like, come over here to the LGBTQ plus. No. We've never said that. But then that song came out and was like, this the kind of song that makes a man love a man. And then like cut away to the audience and it's a man like, maybe I do want to love a man.
I like it. What? But then not Lucius. His father's in the corner like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to throw his ass in a trash can again.
And I was right by his side. I'm like,
yes. He deserves it for that.
Yo, that metaphor was deep, okay? Yeah. Kiddie pool deep. So deep. So let's get back to Jussie. So Jussie's saying it's very normal to go out into a polar vortex at 2 a.m.
2 a.m. for Subway.
To order
also,
a Subway sandwich.
The neighborhood was Streeterville. And because this is Chicago,
this
I know
is why
all,
we need our natives.
Know what that means.
Yeah.
You going out in Streeterville? Yeah. No, you're
Wait,
not.
This side really seemed to be familiar with what Streeterville is. This side seemed to not know
Are
at
y'all
all.
From there?
Oh, okay. Wait, what's this? Is what? That a tattoo? Is that a... Black. Oh, black. Oh.
I thought
not
I was like,
this. Oh.
Not this. We usually do this, but we flip it now. We're like,
sis. It was a little dark, so I didn't see it at first. And honestly, it's been a minute since that's happened to me. The last time it happened, I was on a plane during the height of COVID, and they kicked this man off, and he was like, I'm just trying to see my baby. My baby just got born, but he didn't want to wear a mask. So they were like, I'm just trying to see my baby. My baby just got born. And so they kick him off the plane, and I look across to another black woman who was like, what just happened? And I was like, oh, they kicked him off because he didn't want to wear a mask. And she went, is he? And I was like, yeah.
Perfect example. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
We hung our head in shame. So, you know what? I'm back. You just gave me a flashback to, you unlocked a core memory. Oh, goodness. So we're going to finish playing this damn video and see what he got to say.
Nobody laugh.
Oh,
very serious.
Technicality.
He could have said he was going to Potbelly, but no.
Right.
That there's no, it's 2:00 in the morning. You're going to Subway.
Subway is open 24 hours. Like, people kill me when they say things like that, because it's like Subway is open 24 hours for a reason. So that when you're hungry at night and you ain't got
for
no
a
food,
reason.
You go to Subway. The camera facing north. How is that my issue?
He is so mad.
He knew he was lying. Like, the way his explanation was.
It was open.
24 hours.
He was almost as mad as that R. Kelly interview. It was 24 hours. I'm fighting for my life. Me.
Why is Gayle King getting all the criminals? Gayle King knows how to gaslight a criminal real good. She's like, I learned it from Oprah. Oprah was giving out cars under her seats. Gail's like, you get a sentence. Oh, goodness gracious. So we're moving on. So around 2 a.m., Jesse left his apartment building to walk to Subway. Subway sponsored the show. We've said Subway so many times.
But how are you the star of a show and you're like, I'm going to use my legs and go there
and
at 2 a.m.
and get food.
I'll get somebody else to fetch my sandwich. I don't know.
Listen, right. Britney Spears was going to the bathroom barefoot everywhere all the time.
Oh, my God.
That's some people want to be regular.
What an example.
Yeah. Jesse needed to feel a little closer to the people. Mm-hmm. He wanted, like, us normal Chicago people who go to Subway at 2 a.m. in a polar vortex. The common Chicago experience. He just wanted a little bit of that.
What you all do that, right? You go to Subway at 2 a.m.?
That's a dead giveaway. As soon as we get money, we delegate and shit to everybody. Right. Nah, go get that from me. Nah,
you go get
handle
it.
My light work. Nah, I can't use my hands.
This 2019.
No.
This is peak Uber Eats, DoorDash. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you trying to tell me, Jesse? Yeah. Come on.
He was looking for a different footlong? Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wow. He said he was looking for a different footlong.
Yo, the Chicago crowd came in high.
Oh, no.
Now he was looking for a different footlong.
Still, at 2 a.m., I'm not going to be on foot for dick. I'm sorry. That's not happening. That's just not happening, sir. It doesn't matter what sexuality you are. I'm not walking to get the dick.
But so you wouldn't eat fresh?
No. I'll take some stale D before I get on my feet and walk somewhere at 2 a.m.
No, I might eat fresh.
Also, same. Cold as hell. Your tongue's gonna stick to the dick. Is that cold?
It's so
I said
cold.
Eat. What did you think that meant?
Oh,
what?
Oh, you talking about the other dark meat.
Yeah. You don't know nothing about that, I guess.
The other gay.
The other gay.
Yeah.
Robbery! Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
And so around 2 a.m., he leaves, he goes to Subway. On his walk back, he said that he was approached by two men near a Lowe's hotel wearing masks and yelling racial and homophobic slurs, shouting, "This is MAGA country."
Chicago.
Streeterville, Chicago, Illinois.
MAGA country.
This is MAGA country. Yeah.
You know how every year they got the Puerto Ricans driving the MAGA flags down the street?
Yeah,
MAGA
yeah.
country. Humboldt Park is crazy with them.
Yeah. We love Trump here.
So Jesse said that his attackers poured an unknown chemical substance on him and that at one point, one of them wrapped a rope around his neck.
Starts to get a little sexy. Wait. Starts to get a little sexy.
It's like, just come
was
on,
there also a writer's strike then. During that time? Because who the fuck put that together? That's just too layered right. of bad.
Right, yeah. Jesse, you gotta get notes.
Pick
bro.
One.
You gotta get
you gotta
notes.
Scale it back. It's just it's not realistic.
He
it's
says so that he fought them off and he ran in one direction. Oh, sorry, they ran in one direction. I don't know what direction it is. He just said they ran in one direction, no Harry Styles. Mm.
Just while he Empire, went inside. Such an amazing fighter. Mm-hmm.
And after the incident, he went back into his apartment with the noose still around his neck, and his business manager called the police. Now, I have to pause here because there's something that's not included here. There's several weird things. We're going to get to them. But in some other reports that I read, one of the quotes was, "Hey, you're that nigga from Empire." And I thought to myself, MAGA town racists
ain't watching no Empire.
They are not watching Empire.
No.
Empire, they're watching Cookie and Lucius Lyons. Yes.
I mean, Taraji is just that talented.
Now, Taraji is a queen. She got Oscar
nominations.
You can watch
these.
Taraji. She done Benjamin Button. She done Baby Boy. You can watch Taraji a lot of places. She's a queen.
A lot of places.
But
she is mainstream. They're not watching her in Empire.
She mainstream. But you telling me Cookie?
Yeah.
And Lucius.
God damn it, I hate these niggers, but I sure do love me some Empire. God damn it. I heard it's based on King Lear.
But they're black.
Listen, and so is Secession, which is why I say Secession is just white,
it's empire.
Just white empire. Okay? What
That's
are they doing? Fighting
is.
For daddy company. Let's be serious.
Yeah.
They just using more stock terminology to confuse y'all, but it's empire, okay?
Yeah. Now, wait.
The daddy even did a coma,
budget.
Just like Lucius did. Same show.
Wait, more importantly, right, it's a polar vortex, right? Mm. So you're not wearing a North Face bubble jacket. You don't have no hat, no layers, no
covering your face.
Your face is hitting the elements, and they recognize you.
Mm-hmm.
You say what?
That We're hearing true. Men don't wear don't coats in Chicago.
That's crazy.
That is true.
Y'all gotta let that toxic masculinity go.
Real men let this.
Is it gay to be warm? Yo, my guy, is it gay to be warm?
Yeah.
It's super gay to be warm.
A lot of men freezing to death out
and that's
here.
That's the manliest thing a man can do is freeze to death.
Yeah.
I ain't no
bitch, bro. I'm just going to die right here froze.
But wait. What
it's
about
just like going to sleep, bro.
You get warm at the end.
No, but what about letting the snow hit your face? I feel like that's gay.
That's gay.
What you look? What is you gay. As a man letting ice hit your lip outside?
Like, I'm sorry.
You as a brother. Why would you?
Out here swallowing the skies, kids.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Like,
this is why you are the host of this. This is amazing. Wow.
Y'all got me acting ignorant as hell. Good Lord. We got to make it through here. So, Ashley, I know you want to point to these things. So, like I was saying before, I'm going to reiterate. So, after the incident, he goes back to his apartment, noose still around his neck, and his business manager calls the police.
You can't take the noose off? I'm going to tell you.
If you put a noose on me, the first thing I'm doing is taking the
anytime,
noose off.
Ever, anything happens to me. My first priority at all times, is there a rope around my neck?
If no, I'm good.
Yeah.
If yes, oh no.
Get it
we
off.
Gotta get this off of here. That's how I'm running through
man.
That studio. But Jesse was like, rubber on my neck.
Right.
Things are good.
Him just walking. Him
things
walking.
Are okay.
Oh man.
Is... Can't wait to
no, Tyler, why are you doing this?
No.
Oh please. My god.
No, you don't need to. We know what we can imagine. No, but you never gotten in the house and sat down and you just been in your coat for like 25 minutes. You're like, nah, wait, hold on, I need to.
I have had such
he
a
acted
day.
Like when you pull into the garage or like your parking spot and then you're just sitting on your phone scrolling for
a little bit.
He was like, I gotta keep the noose on for a little bit.
Like,
and he later said that he removed the noose but then put it back on his neck because he wanted police to see what had happened to him.
Sounds like a lie.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lie.
I just feel like you could hold the noose and be like, hey.
This was around me.
Now, more important question.
Oh, you need a visual aid? I need to just...
Now, hold on. So the business manager was there. Why didn't he go get the sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Listen, the congregation is lit tonight.
They're all like, exactly.
I heard a preach on. Okay, come on, pastor. Take your time.
Now, exactly. Like, now, what did the business manager look like? Was he... Was he this or this? Because if he was this, he sure enough should have been on foot getting some footlong.
I do not know. Listen.
Don't you have the video?
We're about to look at the incident video. Okay, now y'all, now y'all checking me.
You were so right,
okay,
though.
Okay, but you were right, though.
Wait, should you be on tech?
Okay, Bishop. Okay, Bishop.
The whole time he was like, does she notice? Does she know that she skipped a slide? Somebody has to say.
The whole thing is going to be ruined.
We're going to get you white gloves after the show. Okay, Bishop.
Wait, get them a drink.
You got to collect tithes and offerings.
Jason.
Thanks. All right, so the incident. Oh, wait, see, okay, hold on. Okay, I got to do this. There we go.
Is there anything inside the apartment?
I can't see. What do he look like?
So maybe he is white.
It's giving what? It's giving beige for sure. Alabaster. Oh no, that's
Jesse. That's Jesse.
Nope. That's Jesse. Okay.
With a string around his neck. That's Jesse.
That's not what I thought the noose was gonna look like.
That's the loosest noose I've ever.
It looked like a tampon. Like if you pull one out the applicator.
It's giving Halloween Adventure. Yeah. Like, it doesn't feel like a real noose.
Yeah. Also, to point out, they just had the noose on them.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I feel like his apartment could be better lit.
Yeah.
It's poorly lit.
It's giving a starter apartment as well.
It's giving millennial gray.
Yeah. Like,
and I have millennial gray hardwood.
Yeah.
What was that?
One sink. He ain't got two sinks.
Yeah.
It's a little tiny ass sink. It is a tiny ass sink.
Not you judging people based on sinks. Holy
Listen.
Shit.
Listen.
You are not coming to my
That's
apartment.
That's not a farm sink. That's not a farm sink. How you gonna bust a sud in that bitch? Like, what are you, like...
Well, that's why he had to go to Subway, because he ain't cooking and cleaning in that kitchen. That sink is too small.
And that's why we were striking, y'all. They were not paying,
not paying
the actors properly.
Can't Jussie even Smollett should
bad
be able to
contracts.
Afford two sinks.
So after talking to the police, Jussie went to a nearby hospital where he was treated for minor cuts and bruises. At first, police were unable to find camera footage of the attack despite it occurring in like a highly trafficked area with plenty of cameras nearby. Jussie also declined to give police his phone to help with the investigation.
That's not suspicious.
And now, I'm not giving the police my phone.
Yeah. Right?
I could That's literally get hit over the head with a brick and robbed for everything I have, and the police come and are like, ma'am, give us your phone so we can help you. I'd be like, hell no. Ow. Absolutely not. Get away from me.
No.
They went that way. Like, I'm not giving you my phone so you can get in my phone and then now I'm the criminal.
Right.
The last time I called the police on a intrusion of people that lived with me at the time, we don't got any of that. But they turned on my black ass because I was the darkest one there. And they were like, you must be the problem. And I was like, I called you.
Yeah. I got robbed in my apartment, like got broken into and robbed. And it was so obviously like what would happen. But as soon as the police pulled up and saw this, they was like, oh. I immediately saw them like stop trying. Like they pulled up and they were like...
Never.
What'd you lose? All right, bye.
What year was this? Was it?
This was 2019.
Same year as Jussie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
He was trying to make a point for you.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry. That might be his fault.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So... moving into this video. So when I saw this video, I hit the group chat and I said, okay, y'all, I think that nigga lying. and this is the video that took me there.
I'm the King Tupac. So now we can do our encore.
I'm going to play it one more time, and I'm going to turn up the volume so that you guys can really hear what is being said. We need captions.
Get the captions.
Yes. Here we go. I'm going to go back one, go forward one, play it one more time.
I'm the King Tupac.
I'm the gay Tupac.
So now we can do our own court.
Tupac was the gay Tupac.
Right.
Oh, Jada wrote all about it in her book.
Wow.
Not Jada wrote all about it in her book.
She did.
Listen,
she
if y'all don't buy Will and Jada's damn books, okay? I mean, we done read them all on Twitter, but we got to buy them now. I'm a supporter.
It's like, girl, what's in the book? It's all on the red table.
What could you possibly tell us?
So this was a concert that he did maybe less than a week after the attack. And he said that he didn't go to the hospital, but that he went to a doctor and they cleared him to perform. So he was in Los Angeles. I was in Los Angeles. That's where I live. And
did you go to the show?
I know what doctor he went to. He went to them nurses who was giving those fake ass.
They was like, $200, we'll clear you.
They said, we're going to give you the gay Tupac treatment.
$250, we'll say it was a racism.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, this weirded me out. I was like, why would you do this? Like, why would you say this? This is bizarre. So after talking with police, Jussie went to the nearby hospital, did all that, blah, 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 right? So...
did he rap on that show?
I don't know.
I don't like. What kind of trauma just makes you sing?
He did an album or like a. He did an album or like a video or something around this same time. He did put a song out.
Like some of me or some of my music. Yeah, it's spelled S-U-M.
S-U-M. It was like,
yeah, we're gonna get to some things. So on
he wasn't just playing the Empire song.
So we're gonna cruise control here.
It was like some of me lying. That's what that was called.
Yeah, some of me parentheses lying.
Some of my lies.
Some of my lies. S-U-M. So on February 13, 2019, police announced that they had arrested two persons of interest. And this is Ambiolo Osundario and Olavinjo Osundario Isgiving Omonaija. if you know, you know. Yes, they're from Nigeria. That's one of the main scam capitals of the
Nigeria
world.
Yeah. My
mom. Not that woo. Now represent. Okay, oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Now, the way you said that, I felt a little scared how you had said
right?
it. Listen, I love Fufu, okay? I don't want no beef.
Oh, my
Omo
God.
Omo Naija, okay? I might be Igbo. I don't know. I
Judith,
was
Judith, do the cuts, Judith.
I was stolen and brought to America, yeah. So I do not know, okay?
Judy.
Okay, listen. No, the way she said that, it was giving, it was giving Nigerian.
Yeah,
she was like, and
I'm Nigerian.
Have you ever had somebody?
And what about it?
Right. Now, I'm gonna speed through some details here because you see how thick these cue cards are. We gotta get moving. It's 8:40.
True.
So Ambiola and Olavinjo, did I say that right?
No, I didn't think so.
Olavinjo? Olavinjo.
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 Okay.
Mm. Olavinjo.
Olavinjo.
I said ja.
Ja.
Girl, you got to get the Duolingo on here because I don't know.
Olavinjo.
You say it, goddammit.
Get it on the microphone.
Read both of these names.
Abimbola Osundaro and Olavinjo Osundaro.
Thank you. Listen, if you don't know how to do it, find somebody else who can.
Who can. Thank you.
I'm going to call them O&A after this because I'm never going to get that right. But thank you so much, Queen. So, yeah, give it up for her. Omonaija, yes. OMB were... arrested as two persons of interest, okay? When their home was raided, police found Empire Scripts.
As we all have in our homes.
Come on now.
Okay, and?
Girl.
Yes, and?
Yeah. I'm exhausted. This
a phone and a black mask. It was then discovered that one of the brothers worked on the set of Empire with Jussie as an extra. And even sometimes went to the gym with Juicy Jussie. Had police gained access to Jussie's phone, they would have also discovered that he had called one of the brothers just hours before the attack. Now get a burner, Jussie, damn.
Right.
So the brothers were eventually interrogated and released without charges upon the discovery of new evidence. Following their release, Jussie's legal team released a statement saying that he was angered and devastated to discover that he knew his alleged attackers.
Wow. It's so crazy that he knew them and they were so racist.
Right? These two Nigerian men were so MAGA country.
I love that he's method. He's a method actor. Stay in scene. For sure.
So, the letter. Police then revealed that they had a reason to believe that Jussie, in fact, hired the brothers to stage the attack on him. Jussie denied all claims and told the cast of Empire, "I would never do this to any of you. You are my family. I swear to God, I did not do this. Bitch."
Lacey, did he pay them through Cash App?
You know he did.
This is where I'll reveal my little secret. I was shooting Better Call Saul in Arizona. And ain't shit to do in Arizona but look at them Sandia Mountains and go to work. And so we had run into an actor. I'll keep his name anonymous. So he was on the show. And we just randomly ran. Me and my co-star, we had to fly in a couple weeks to shoot this episode. Didn't you guys know this episode? Yes. A hooker named Honeydew.
Legendary.
Beautiful.
Thank you, boo. I see you, queen. You and your friend. Okay, y'all lit. So we went to dinner a bunch because it's like, what else are you going to do? And that was the time where all of this was happening. It was 2019. And he told us that on set, like, it had gotten so toxic that, like, Terrence Howard did not want to be anywhere near Jussie. Like,
he needs a quiet space to do his fake math.
It got really tense. And so these are the men, BT.
Jussie was doing more than hired them for that. Wow. They.
That's why I'm saying, why he paying $5 for a footlong when he already had it.
I see it.
I mean, he already had it.
No, God is good. Yes.
That's what the streets were saying. Yes.
Wow.
That
all right.
Their relationship wasn't just about this, but.
So it was then discovered that a week before the attack, a suspicious letter was sent to Empire Studios addressed to Jussie. It included a crude drawing of someone being shot, as well as homophobic slurs made from magazine cutouts.
Yep.
Because it's 1952, actually.
Uh-huh.
And that's the best way to do it still, is magazine cutouts.
Like, this is the goofiest ransom note. Like, really, you really went, and you got an essence, you got a
You gotta pick up a few magazines. But you know what?
You got an O magazine.
Yeah.
You cut out the O.
You got an O.
But here's the thing about that.
Jet,
it's nice to craft. It's a fun afternoon.
Everyone should have a hobby.
You got your glue stick out.
Yeah. Your scissors.
Elmer's. You went to Joann's Fabrics to do some goofy ass shit.
Now wait, is he saying that the guys that he hired did that?
So he's saying that, so basically the letter in quotes came from the MAGA enthusiast Nigerian bodybuilders. Who attacked him at 2 a.m. while he was on his way to Subway to eat fresh. And
they're open 24 hours for a reason. For a reason.
And they put a noose on him, and they also poured bleach on them. Because you know how when you're a racist, you walk around at 2 a.m. in a polar vortex?
Someone from Empire shows up. I swear, if any of the cast of Empire shows up, especially the gay one.
Carrie.
And you know how when you're a MAGA racist and you love crafts, so you definitely like cut out letters and
you
email,
work for weeks.
And then you figure out where the Empire office is.
Yes.
And you mail them a threatening letter because this is all stuff that you do.
And also, this was like later season Empire when people didn't care about the show anymore.
Yeah.
I want to know where these young Nigerian MAGA guys are. What are they doing? I'm gay, but I'm not blind. Like, I'm trying to figure out where they hang out at.
I mean,
where they be at. Where they do that at. That's what I want to know. For a friend. I'm asking for a friend.
Judith, title of the episode.
I just want to avoid
those
neighborhoods.
That is the title of the episode.
Right?
Right? I just want to make sure I don't run into them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, just to protect y'all.
Just to stay safe.
So let's get moving here. So, what? Mm. Oh, no, but they weren't in the subway. They was beating him up outside of it.
Okay,
he never made it to the subway.
Subway adjacent.
Beat up, set up spots. Oh, okay. You know the tea. Okay.
It's Streeterville.
We'll talk after the show.
They should put a little plaque outside that
they
subway.
They should. Here is where Jussie Smollett.
I want a fucking bench.
This is the Jussie Smollett Memorial Subway.
The Jussie Smollett Memorial.
Yo. You know
how much episode we got left? God damn. am.
None.
These people have jobs to go to. And
y'all
so
ain't going nowhere tomorrow. Y'all fine.
Y'all ain't working tomorrow. It's Friday.
Call out sick.
It's a Friday before Thanksgiving. Call y'all got to do anything.
Police later, if you can even remember what we were talking about. Police later found the magazine that was used to make the cutouts in Justice Brothers' apartment. He didn't throw the shit away.
Now, nigga. Pull up. What does his brother look like? Pull him up. Pull him up. I want to see what he looked like.
I don't know what he looked like.
It's one of the lesser Smollets.
It's like 30 of them.
Yeah. It's a lesser Smollett. You know, it's not. Yeah, it's a lesser Smollett.
Something like him.
Yeah, it's not like the one from Eve's Bayou, and it's not
That's
Justin.
What I was going to ask. I was like,
it's one of the other ones.
So the letter also included a suspicious powder, which a hazmat team determined to be aspirin.
So
Ashley, you were right. He was giving throwback because he gave us anthrax.
Justin, that's too many things. You can't have a noose, letters, anthrax. They're beating you up at 2 a.m.
That's exactly
How
right.
How old is Jussie? How old is he?
That's overwriting.
At this
That's
point, overwriting. He might be a vampire because how could we know? These are all different
anthrax,
eras.
Anthrax, Jussie in 2019. Jussie.
A silver bullet. Are you a vampire? What's happening?
You know how like a TBS does like a remake of like a documentary? Like that's all those things that he
right.
pulled together.
Yeah. He seems like he Googled like how to be hate crime.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he picked Very every single result. Every single result, he was like, let's do that one.
You gotta
let's do
pick
that one
some,
too.
Bro. That's
let's
why he's that not one a too. Writer.
And
he's
no one
actor.
Was ever like, let's reel it back, Jussie. Like, maybe, I think right. we have enough.
Oh, no, he was like, no notes. No. no notes.
His business manager wasn't like, all right, let's take the bleach out, man. Yeah. What can we... Can we take the bleach?
We need the bleach. We need the anthrax. Also, that's two chemicals, so that's a hat on a hat. Like,
right.
Let's do the bleach or the anthrax. Right.
Classic writing advice. You gotta kill your darlings. You gotta not keep all the shit that you want to keep.
Yes, and as writers, we know, like, there's jokes that get killed, and he should have killed at least bleach or anthrax.
Right.
And he
like
also had a
goose.
Oh, y'all familiar with the area? Are there hella trees around there?
Yeah.
No, everyone says no.
No, oh no, there's
so
no trees in Streeterville. No, where were they? No.
That's just not even logistically sound.
And also, going to get Subway at 2 a.m. makes me feel bad for you, too. So that's also...
Also, like, yes, Subway, 2 a.m., and you're waiting outside of me near the Subway. Like, what? It's just...
Honestly...
Can we just admit that these brothers are just too fine to be doing any of that? I just don't believe that these... Hot men had nothing else to do. They had no backs to be banging out.
No.
They're just getting roping, bleaching outside a Subway. Like
these two men have never stepped in a Joann's fabric. They don't know what a glue stick
when
is.
You have,
look at that.
When you have an APAC, you've never heard of Elmer's.
Yeah. No.
Like, those guys look
they
like...
They are too sexy to do too any hot, kind of
anything. Too they are not touching a magazine.
No. Yeah, they look like... Those are the type of guys that hook up with you and then, like, after they don't get you a wet rag or nothing. They just let it... They just let it marinate.
They just go, you're welcome.
Judith! Judith!
Yeah.
Judith!
Do Judith that work that way. That is too personal. That
I
is
am
too
so
personal.
Sorry.
Just
on behalf of everyone, I'm so sorry. Mostly of me.
Where are my good Christians at?
Where are the good Christian gays?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, tambourine hand. Come on. You know what it is.
Right. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Will he? Won't he? And won't he do it? Amen. Okay, my mama here, shit. I can't be doing too much misquoting of scriptures. Don't cuss me out. Yeah. She just said something. Yeah. All right. So these sexy men. Okay, anyways. So the letter. Anonymous sources then came forward to claim that Jussie was upset that he didn't get a bigger reaction from the letter, so he staged the attack. So the letter came before the attack. Mm. Okay. Well, you know what? I like that he tried something small.
Yeah. He didn't want to go full attack.
Yeah, he didn't want to go full.
Yeah, he wanted to be realistic. Let's do a letter. Like, people are watching Empire in its 18th season. Let's, like, really get me.
I kind of like that. that. And then he's like ambitious enough to be like, you know what? Let's try again.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, we got to go bigger. He just overshot. You got to do a
medium. You got to go bigger. And then he got them two men's over there. They big as hell, y'all. I'm telling you, they was working.
He overshot it. You know what? Ashley, you make a good point. He started with the letter and was like, this is tame. This is cute. It's creepy. I cut out the letters. I got the Elmer's glue. Okay, but then he was like, huh. I sent that letter a week ago, and nobody even cares. Like, nobody's, like, trying to protect me.
Nobody even cares.
Give me the celebrity NYPD hotline or anything.
Right.
Okay. But then he went, like, full-blown.
Now we got to do more.
I don't know if he skipped a step.
He was like, the Shadow Room didn't even write about the letters. We got to up the game. Like.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this up. Yeah. So,
but I will say this is, like, a new...
What you
gonna say? Pornhub genre where you get two men to come.
Hate crime?
Fake hate crime?
Hate crime Pornhub? Y'all are sick. Too many people are clapping.
Y'all set me up to say that. That's not me. That was not me. That was the Juicy.
People are snapping.
Juicy made me say it.
Ew, Juicy did make you say it, and Juicy is also the reason why when Skylar, the police came to your house, they didn't believe you got robbed. So, see, that was a callback. Y'all wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So, shortly after, the most damning piece of evidence came out, a $3,500 check sent from Juicy to the brothers. It was dated January 23rd. Not him dating the crime check. Five-week nutritional workout plan, and then it says in parentheses, don't go. So then we have...
I would get nutritional information from them.
Oh, yeah, so that was the ransom letter. Sorry, I withheld that.
With the drawing and everything, bro.
Sorry.
You didn't tell me about the drawing.
Yes, there's a whole drawing of them being, like, punched by a tree or something. And then there's a floating gun that's shooting him.
My bad. I forgot that there was actually photo evidence of this. It's giving, like, write it with your left hand if you're a righty.
Yeah.
Write it with your right hand if you're a lefty.
That's
so
beautiful.
It looks real deranged. Y'all, look at the little gun. How do we feel about the little gun in the corner? Pew pew! It's giving pew pew. Pew pew pew.
This shit looks like it was sent by Dennis the Menace.
And in the drawing, Mini Jesse does have a noose around his little neck.
Oh wait, they did put a noose on him.
There's a little a little noose. So they were like, we're telling you.
It looks more like a statement necklace in the photo,
but it is a noose.
This is maddening.
Yes. No. So, here's some of Jesse's songs. We're just hearing Jesse's song. This is Don't Go. I don't know what this has to do with anything. Let's just hear some of Jesse's music. He needs his streams. So, there's more of it. I'm skipping it. All right, so.
Oh, those are the brothers?
I want to see this video.
This is the best video.
I want to
see addition to the check, police had acquired surveillance footage of the brothers buying rope and red MAGA hat shortly before the attack. Now, where do you get one of those in store? Because I thought that was an online thing.
You have to order that.
Apparently, you can get it.
This is where we waited for Jesse to come before we attacked them. So we got here with 10 minutes to spare.
Girl, they filmed this for Tubi.
We had
to find
our way to escape route to survey the land.
This is giving
this Tubi. Building is actually right here, right above the stairs that we're going to attack them at. We made sure we got there at 2 a.m. sharp.
On the dot.
On the dot.
Punctual.
We had no phones
on
because he did
dot.
Not want us to bring any phones. He said, so we don't lose them. I don't know if that's really the reason, but you can deduce your own reason.
So your cell phone doesn't ping on a tower.
He was nowhere to be found.
That was smart.
He was not there. So we were like, damn, what do we do? We didn't have no way of contacting him. He had no way of contacting us. So we waited here for about, four minutes?
It was about...
Okay, listen. finish playing this video and we have to move on. But I just have to point out that one, I think Jesse did a smart thing. Don't bring your cell phones, they'll ping on towers. That's brilliant.
The one
if you're gonna do a crime, don't bring your cell phone. It'll ping on a tower. But also, I just love that they're so dedicated to their work. They were like, well, I guess we're just going to wait out here.
In the cold.
Yeah.
I also just want to point out, some people said, oh, there aren't trees. Clearly a tree right next to them. And yes, it is a tree so little Jussie could have stood up. But that doesn't make the fear any less
wait,
real.
Wait, now we got to look at the tree again.
Truly, he could have just gotten on his
knees.
He could have just gotten on his knees, stood up, and been okay. But the fear is still there. Is this tree shorter than me? That doesn't matter. Okay.
Where are you hanging him from?
Right.
Like, what?
If you get lynched on that tree, you want to be lynched. That's.
Oh my God, Skylar, you're trying to kill me.
It's true. Look at the tree.
I mean,
I was yes anding y'all. Why am I in trouble?
It is giving bonsai. It's giving bonsai.
It is.
Like, he was trying to hook it up to the bonsai. Like, they really tried to kill your favorite bitch. Yeah. Yeah. No, not on the bonsai.
The brother in the turtleneck don't want to be there. He's like,
he was like, I'm not speaking.
I just not be here for my brother. Yeah.
This is like in Late Twins where there's the evil one and the good one.
Yeah.
No, I heard they both evil.
Oh, one got 37 kids. That's not the evil one?
No, they both evil. They, I heard they be tag teaming and pretending they.
Oh no!
Yeah. That's assault.
Oh, you can't sister people in real life. Yeah. That's terrible. Yeah.
That's why.
Oh no! Okay, we
never fuck
on.
A twin.
And I live by that too. Yeah, I do.
Have no way of contacting him. He had no way of contacting us. So we waited here for about what? Four minutes.
But it felt like forever.
Because it was cold as
did they say 4 minutes?
So I saw him out the corner of my eye.
4 minutes!
And it felt like forever.
Him. Let's go. We
go. They are very impatient. 4 minutes?
That's him.
What? Wait a minute. Lacey, is he serious?
This is beautiful.
That can't. No. At first I was like, how could these fine men be caught up and then to see the walk? Oh, no. They deserve all of it.
All of the mess. They did it.
What was that?
So goofy ass walk.
You know, listen.
Fucking goofballs. Why are they toddling along? We're here to do some crime. How y'all gonna be munchkins for crime? Like, bro.
You know what happened? They got the Zara Chelsea boots and they too small for them. And you know when it's hitting the pinky toe, you off kilter. That's what that was. If you don't size up, you're gonna have a problem.
We're here to do some hate crime to you.
V5-4 scam.
What do you do?
Girl, we never finishing this.
Oh my God.
We are going to finish this.
Good Lord Jesus. Oh my God.
As we cross the street, we said, hey, to get his attention. Hey, Nick.
We said, hey.
He around, looked at us. And that's when we started yelling the famous slurs he wanted us to yell. Hey, aren't you that Empire?
There's no way they're good in bed. There's no way.
They have to be good in bed. You have to be good at something.
You have to be good at something. And then that's when I threw the first punch at him.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Yo, the wide shot. The wide shot.
He is air punching. He is air punching.
Then we started tussling. We are getting a reenactment. That was very important.
I love this.
I can't believe this.
Don't just beat my ass. Make it look like I'm fighting back and whatnot. So we did that, and then I threw him to the ground.
I stand by that. Give me some licks in. We have to keep going.
Gay Tupac would fight back.
Yes. Yes.
And while after I threw him to the ground, he had no bruise. I wanted it to look more real. So then I threw him to the ground. After I threw him to the ground, I used my knuckles.
Like, yeah, with these wide shots. This is
so
cinema.
I went like this.
Oh my God, what was that?
Yo, I like
get his ass beat.
Straight up. I appreciate the object work so much. Yes. He like, I got him.
That looked like
him,
a nookie.
Skylar, I'm going to keep standing up. I want to give this to you.
Yeah.
He was I hit him and I was like, thwow.
Thwow.
Pam.
Pow. And then I gave him a nookie. I wanted it to look more real.
That's that gay empire nigga.
That made me so dry. Watching that dried me right on up.
Right?
Sham wowed everything, girl. What the fuck?
You was almost straight for a minute.
Almost. That's why you can't put your trust in a man. That was bad.
Yes, though. Correct.
That was
true.
So bad.
Yes, that's true.
I gotta go.
Yo, this is so much fun. This is the best.
I gotta catch my cab. Oh, no.
There's more video.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna move through these because it is 9:09 and there's still a little bit more of the show left, if you know it. So we're living a little bit. Chicago, I'm giving y'all an extra good time. I love y'all.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, mute challenge, like, Chicago's winning.
Hey.
You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this. If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
Damn, not him with the lip bite.
I don't know. Let's just hope that they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not go there yet.
He got some tears going, too. Okay.
Why is he smiling so much? For him to be a good actor, this was bad. That was not good acting.
Okay, now it was Empire. We did it. Oh,
well.
I mean,
he got his
I feel like he could have got some notes from his sister. Like, the whole family is in acting.
Listen, yeah. Journey is tired. She's like, I have this family on my back.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is true.
It's like my calves, my thighs. Please, family.
Please.
Okay. And so this is when Jesse was arrested in Chicago.
That's the thinnest jacket. That is a windbreaker. I do not understand.
This is how you know you about to get arrested. And you like, the mugshot got to be good. Like,
yeah.
But it's got to be like, I was caught off guard because I'm innocent. But also, like, I look cute because I always look cute. Like, it's giving for me a little bit.
No. And I would say put the Nigerian boys up. No, they ruined that too. Mm-mm.
So now he's speaking in front of a microphone like he, like he's Martin Luther. Martin Luther Hoodwink over here, okay? Martin Luther King.
That's the gay Martin Luther King. Duh.
That's James Baldwin, but...
Yo.
Yeah, history. Who booed that? That is history.
Who booed? He's gay as hell. It's fine.
I love James Baldwin.
Yeah.
He's smiling down on me for that joke. Mm. All right. Now, let's see what he had to say here. He got the prayer hands up, so you know he really finna be talking.
And he got the fresh haircut, too.
And that means he did it.
Now he doing a ball fade in this economy?
Yeah.
All right.
I am not suicidal. That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
I am not suicidal.
Okay.
I am not suicidal.
Okay, we hear you.
And I am not suicidal. Yeah. If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of Black Americans in this country for over 400 years and the fears of the LGBTQ community.
Doubling down. I like that.
I respect the jury, but I did not do this. And I am not
prayer suicidal. Hands.
And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself.
Oh,
and
now he's going to be a martyr.
I respect you, Your Honor. I respect your decision. Jail time. I am not suicidal.
Okay. Mr. Uche, let me inquire. Are there any post-sentencing motions you care to present? Court is adjourned.
I am not suicidal. I am not suicidal. And I am innocent. I could have said
why
that
the
I was
fist?
A long time
why
ago.
The fist?
Yeah.
Hell what are we supposed to do with that fist?
That's pretty cool. That's me and my therapist right there. I'm like, I
am not suicidal.
Leave me alone.
Amen. Don't Skylar, call
you're
them.
Working over here. Working.
No 5150. Yes, okay.
Some of y'all know what that is. I am not. I just know things. Anyway. Yeah. All right. And before we get to this, so on February 21st, Jesse was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and filing a false police report, which is a felony. Several days later, it was announced that Jesse would not be returning to Empire. So a month later, Jesse pleaded not guilty to all 16 of them charges. In a surprising twist, on March 26th, all charges against Jesse were drip, drop, drippity, drop.
Drip, drop, drip, drippity,
the prosecutor, Kim, oh. Oh, you asked.
I was ready to go on another Empire Cam.
Yes,
like, the people who heard it, heard it. Yeah.
Dollar bill, y'all. Okay, if you know, you know. So in a surprise twist on March 26th, yeah, the process, they were dropped, right? So now I wanted to do like a New York joke. Like, you know, she was like, I want my name dropped. I want my eggs cracked. I don't know why I'm there right now. So Kim Fox said in an op-ed that her office was uncertain that it had enough evidence to gain a conviction. Her office was accused of mishandling the case, so Special Prosecutor Dan K. Webb took over. He said the charges would drop because Jesse forfeited a $10,000 bond payment and carried out community service. Okay. And then we just saw him when he was like, I am not suicidal.
All my life I had to fight.
I'm surprised he didn't do, until you do right by me,
everything you're gonna think about will fail.
You will be cursed. You should have did that to the damn judge. He would have really ate that up. You know what I'm saying?
He would do well with that monologue. Would really do well with that.
So after the trial, the city's law department demanded immediate payment of more than $130,000 from Jesse. The cost of overtime for more than 24 detectives and police officers who investigated the case. Sure.
That's it?
You know they didn't investigate.
They was investigating real hard. You know how Chicago PD be investigating real hard.
Oh, yeah. CPD, they be all up in
it. You know how they be investigating real hard.
You know.
They be working so good.
Yeah.
That's what they say on the show. Yeah. I watch the show. That's what they do.
Yeah. Skylar.
No.
They were going underneath the mat and they were like, nah, couldn't find them.
They went to Abby Joanne's fabric. They were right like, there. Y'all seen these African brothers? They did the work.
They found the magazine at his brother's house. Like, you did not have to investigate.
Like, it was handed to you.
Right.
Like,
it was, yeah.
So police said that Jesse carried out the crime because he was dissatisfied with his salary, which could have ranged from $65,000 an episode to $100,000 an episode for Empire. Now, keep in mind that if you're on a syndicated network television show, your episodes can range from 13 episodes a season. Actually, like, if it's a Inky Baby, it might be 10, but, like, 13 is the norm, and then it could go up to 22.
Yes.
So we're saying 65,000 an episode to 100,000 an episode, and he was like, not enough.
This is when Empire was still doing 18 to 22 episodes.
Yeah.
When we still had that in television.
He was like, not enough, 100,000 an episode. It's like, do you think you're that white lady from Grey's Anatomy? Like, right? Ellen Pompeo, who thinks she black so bad.
Judith, keep that in.
So in February 2022, six new charges were brought against Jesse for disorderly conduct, to which one he again pleaded not guilty. During the trial, Jesse testified that he had met...
This one? Oh. I'm Bimbola Osundaro. Osundaro.
Yeah, and the other one. It's two. It's
the same name.
No, baby, right here.
Yeah, Abimbola Osundaro.
And then this one.
No, that's how to pronounce.
That name.
Okay.
Sis.
Girl.
Excuse me. Listen, we gotta put her on the payroll, man. That's wild.
I think you gotta hire her.
Listen, Listen, when you don't know, you don't know. Wait, sis, what's your name? Balaji? Balaji, I'll give it up for Balaji. So Balaji said those names, so I won't be saying them again. But we all know I know how to say them. So during the trial, Jesse testified that he met
Abimbola Osundaro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the club. Where they learned that they both worked on Empire. He said they did drugs together.
What club?
And then they went to a bathhouse where they had sexuals.
Yes! Now that makes sense.
Yes.
That makes sense. I believe yes. that story.
Now, Abimbola denied this. Did I get it right? Yeah, Abimbola denied this. And in 2021, Jesse was found guilty and sentenced to 30 months felony probation, including 150 days in jail. And in order to pay restitution for $120,000 and a $25,000 fine for making false reports. So we just saw Jesse's outburst where he said, I'm not suicidal, like somebody's going to murder him. Okay. Jesse maintains that he's innocent. In September of 2023, Jesse filed to appeal the conviction. If the appeal is not successful, he will have to serve the rest of his 144-day jail sentence. As of October 2023, Jesse checked himself into rehab and is currently receiving treatment from an outpatient program. Now, I just want to delineate that if you go to rehab, and you're an inpatient, you're physically present the whole time. Yes. Outpatient means you just go over there for a little bit and be like, I'm here, and then leave. And I don't know if he's there because he actually has, like, a substance situation or if he's, like, addicted to lying. I don't know.
He definitely got a lying
problem. He might just really like the snacks that they have.
Yo, well, let's ask him. We actually have him here for you tonight. The audience doesn't spoil it. I'm not suicidal still.
So, Abimbola has since entered the world of professional boxing. I don't know if you want to know that. So
I do. I want to know where they are.
Yeah, what
all
team?
The time.
Like what?
Oh, now you attract.
Does he have a
now
sister?
Now you attracted to him again?
Does he have a sister?
Listen.
That's why he was showing off those moves.
Jesse is still waiting for an appeal, and y'all know that people get litigious, so I personally can't say how I feel about this. So I don't know. What's this?
That motherfucker's guilty. That motherfucker's guilty. That motherfucker's guilty.
What is happening?
That motherfucker's guilty. That motherfucker's guilty.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you, Darnell. All right, so to wrap this up. Well, we really appreciate y'all. Love y'all so much. I'm going to let everyone let you know where they can be found and remind you of all the things that they have going on. And now we're not on strike, so you can talk about everything. If you want to find me, I'm at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. If you want to see the photos and all these crazy-ass videos from this episode, Scam Goddess Pod. If you want to talk to me, Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter. And you can watch Lopez versus Lopez on Netflix now. And you can watch The Outlaws on Netflix now. And why not? The Wedding, you're on Netflix now too. And I think I'm yeah, on Paramount Plus you can watch that there. But thank you all so much for coming. It really means the world to me. this is going to be the most anticlimactic into a show ever because I should have gone last. thank you so much. Sydney Washington, who's been at every live show, is a very dear friend of mine. Where would you like to be found?
Give me on Instagram. Just Sid, BW, JustSydBW. Anything that I'm doing is going to be on there. So, yeah. And I'm currently looking for the hoes. So if you are one of those, please slide in the DMs.
Comes like a bitch toes. Pound town. Skylar.
I'm Skylar Higley on Instagram and Twitter, SKYLARHIJLEY. You'll find me. And I'm local, so I'll be posting stuff if you want to come to a show.
What about the big show that you have tomorrow night?
I'm gonna be opening for Nimesh Patel at Chicago Theater if you want to go to Chicago Theater. Yeah. I'm around. You can find me.
And then my Sean King queen.
Yes. You can follow me at The Ashley Ray, where I am documenting Sean's current scams with Palestine. He is working.
Part three is gonna. It's already.
Sean
happening.
King is working so hard behind the scenes to make a ceasefire happen. All the time, every day, and I am tweeting about it. You can follow me at The Ashley Ray, or listen to TV I Say, my podcast, yes. Wherever you listen to podcasts.
And all right, now this is how I should have ended the show. Oh, y'all want it again?
Yeah.
Robbery and fraud.
I love you all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chicago. You fucking won. You fucking won. Thank you, Chicago.
Wow.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brandt. Stay scamin'.